reste-t-il de nos amours? Que reste-t-il de ces beaux jours? Une photo, vieille photo de ma jeunesse.
La Peste by Albert Camus, dramatized for radio by Guy Meredith, with Ronald Pickup as Dr. Rieu, John Shrapnel as Tarou, Clive Merrison as Rambert, Maurice Denham as Grand, Brian Glover as Cottard, and Alfred Burke as Father Panalou.
Rêve mouvant, que reste-t-il de tout cela? Dites-le-moi. Un petit village, un vieux clocher, un paysage bien caché.
An ugly place, without pigeons, without trees, without parks. No beating of wings, no rustle of leaves, nothing to tell you it's spring apart from a slight thickening of the air and imported flowers for sale in the market. The inhabitants, hurrying and bored, stick to their daily routines. The first six in every week are for business, for money-making, the endless struggle to become richer than the next man. Simple pleasures, the beach, the cinema, a game of boule, a love affair, are sensibly reserved for the seventh. A modern city, in short, without attractions, without soul. Somewhere to sink gently into the oblivion of habit. At last.
You are listening to Radio Iran, a division of the Algerian Broadcasting Service. The time is 8 o'clock. We begin transmission today with a program of the latest in popular music.
La mer, qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs, a des reflets d'argent.
I'm sorry, not in my block of flats.
I tell you, I've just seen her.
And I tell you, with respect, that I swept that landing first thing.
Then how is it outside my front door?
I really couldn't say. Now, Doctor, I appeal to you. Do I keep a clean building or not?
Oh, I've no time for a general discussion.
No, just implications, imputations. Would you believe it? He's claiming there are...
You will have to excuse us as well, Monsieur Michel. We've a train to catch.
And Madame Rieu, how are you? I haven't seen you for so long. Are you feeling better?
Much better, thank you, Monsieur Michel.
Why didn't you tell me your wife was out of hospital, Doctor? You're not leaving us again, are you?
For a short while, only a month.
Oh, I hope he's looking after you. No point in marrying the medical profession otherwise, is there? Oh, shall I give you a hand with the case, Doctor?
No, please don't trouble yourself.
Now, you take my advice, madame. Fresh air is what you need. It's the heat here in Oran. Lays on your lungs. Not even a sea breeze. The mountains is where you should be.
You're wasted as a porter, Monsieur Michel. That's exactly where I'm being sent. Goodbye.
Yes, of course. Off you go, both of you. You're travelling as well, are you, Doctor?
I shall be back as usual after surgery.
Oh, I see, yes. Well, bon voyage, madame.
First class. We can't afford this, can we?
Well, you have to be comfortable. It's a tiring journey under the best of circumstances.
But I'm fine now, aren't I?
Yes, of course.
Bernard, no, please. We're on our own, not in a hospital ward, not with a nurse at home. Don't avoid me.
You're recovering. You know you are. You must be...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?